This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by our next guest. I'm excited to talk to him. His name is Mike Giannotti. He works at SpotTrack. If you're unfamiliar with SpotTrack, they are the best website on the internet to look up NFL contract information. So today, Sam Mellinger of the Kansas City Star reported that Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs have begun contract negotiations. Mike, what would a Patrick Mahomes extension look like for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Oh, the world. It's going to be big, and I actually just took some time here to try to crunch some of the numbers based on what I've heard or what I'm anticipating. Look, there's some metrics that have to be hit for sure, and I understand why we're hearing this now and not a month later, because the second Deshaun Watson and Dak Prescott hit their contracts, everything exponentially gets bigger for Patrick Mahomes. So just from a numbers standpoint, obviously you got to get to that $40 million mark, in my opinion, and then that also means $120 million over the first 3 years. That's really hard to do when you're sitting here trying to crunch the numbers and also trying to keep the Chiefs cap at bay, because they've got about $3 to $4 million to work with in 2020 right now. So unless they get creative with how they structure this Mahomes extension, they're going to have to maybe extend or restructure Travis Kelce and a couple other contracts to make this all kind of come together. But that, to me, those are the big numbers. It's probably it's a 4-year extension at $160 million of new money, and 120 of that lives in the next 3 seasons.
How much higher than $40 million a season do you think Mahomes can get? Do you think that he can really blow the current market out of the water and get to $42 to $45 million? Or do you think $40 is the ceiling for a new Mahomes deal?
$40 is the number right now, but the problem is that they're up against Bill O'Brien, and we've seen how crazy he is. He just gave his left tackle $22 million. So if Deshaun Watson goes and gets $40 there, then everything's reset, and Mahomes' baseline becomes $42 million, in my opinion. So that's what I mean. They're sort of on the clock right now, and they're running against crazy Bill O'Brien.
Right now we're talking to Mike Giannotti with SpotTrack, telling us everything we need to know about a Patrick Mahomes contract extension. Do you think there's any way that Mahomes could maybe go the Kirk Cousins route and maybe take a 3-year, fully guaranteed $120 million deal, as opposed to going the 4-5-year extension route?
The problem with that is the Chiefs have to be able to handle it on their cap. And like I mentioned, that they would struggle with that this year. I'm also worried about next year. Who knows what this revenue stream is going to look like, and if the salary cap actually has to go down in 2021, that's going to really bite some teams in the butt, and the Chiefs would be one of them if they make this deal now. So I absolutely love the short, fully guaranteed deals, and I hope there's more of them in the future. But with this one specifically, because you have to cram $120 million over the next 3 years, if you're going to fully guarantee that without killing yourself in the fourth year with dead cap that sits on your table, you're going to have to make it big base salaries. I'm not sure that base salaries and roster bonuses can fit into the Chiefs' current structure.
I'm curious to get your thought on how realistic it is to pay your quarterback the amount of money that the Chiefs are about to pay Patrick Mahomes here in the next 3 months, and also keep the rest of your roster stockpiled with talent. There's this belief in the NFL that you can't do both, that you can't pay your quarterback and win at a high level. How realistic is that going to be for the Chiefs as we move forward with this contract?
It's a gigantic question, and I realize that you can take it as a narrative, because you know it's an easy thing to say, but the proof is kind of in the pudding. Every single year I assess the top paid players at each position, and I see where they landed in the standings in terms of their respective teams. It generally doesn't bear out well. The highest paid wide receivers and running backs and tight ends and quarterbacks, generally, you're not seeing those players with 13, 14 wins and you know, 3 rounds in the playoffs. So there is some analytics that point to that, and it makes sense. I mean, these are 53, 55-man rosters. You got to fit a lot of cap numbers in there. So if you're going to have somebody with a cap of, you know, upwards of 40, 45 million, which could happen, you know, I didn't get that high with my projection here with Mahomes. I got him to a high of 37 million in 3 years. So in 2022, my projection says he has a $37 million cap figure, which could be okay based on where we are from a league cap standpoint. But if you start approaching $40 million of cap for one player, it's going to be really difficult to make the rest of it all fit in.
Mike, you brought it up a little bit. What does a Patrick Mahomes contract extension look like for the guys that are currently on the roster? Does that mean you need to do a restructure with Tyrann Mathieu? What do you do with Travis Kelce? We can get to Chris Jones in a little bit. But for the guys that are currently on the roster, what do you think a Patrick Mahomes contract restructure looks like for their deals?
Yeah, you hit it. I think Matthew's a perfect example because he's shown that he's going to be here for two more years at least. So you could restructure that current base salary and probably drop yourself $4 to $5 million right there. You've already done some work on Sammy Watkins. You could possibly do some more work there, by the way. Kelce's an X factor because he's hitting that 30-year age mark. So, you know, for tight ends, it starts to drop off a little bit from here. But he's high. He's over $11 million in cap right now, and he's actually less in cap left next year on his contract year. So you've got some wiggle room there. Maybe you can push some cap from this year into next year and just leave it right there. That's essentially what the Minnesota Vikings did with Kyle Rudolph, which I liked. So I think between Travis Kelce and Matthew, you get yourself a good start. But really, extending Chris Jones can probably free up the most cap in the next couple of weeks.
Let's start there. Right now we're talking to Mike Jannetty of SpyTrak for a couple more minutes when it comes to Chiefs contracts. In the news today, we got about Patrick Mahomes. What does a Chris Jones contract extension look like in your opinion?
It's big. I mean, he's the second tier of Aaron Donald right now because he's shown that he can work outside. He's shown that he can work inside. He can run stuff around a pass pressure. His stats fill up the board when you put him into a calculation like we do. We've got him right at that $20 million mark, basically, a little bit less. But all things considered with the rising salary cap, he's a $20 million guy. So, you know, you've got him on a $16 million cap and cash tag right now. That's not going to work if you're trying to get other pieces in the puzzle right now. So you can make it work, push that out another 3 to 4 years, similar to what I'm speaking to with Mahomes, and really just half it. If you got to throw a couple of bonuses in there to spread out the dead cap a little bit and make the cap figures lower, you do it. But I think $20 million is the mark for Chris Jones. And it was 18 last year, by the way. So they sort of shot themselves in the foot by waiting.
They absolutely did. And we see time and time again that if you make the decision to pay a player, you should make the decision sooner rather than later. There isn't any other team in the NFL that has that level of cap space tied into two players on their defensive line. Do you think that's a good strategy to have that much money tied up into Chris Jones and Frank Clark?
It's a great point. It's a really great point because there's a couple of teams that are going to have to decide if they're willing to do that or not in the next couple of years. And I just don't know. This is such an offensive league right now. If you're shown that you're paying Tyreek Hill, you've already paid Travis Kelce pretty top money, and you're going to have the highest contract in the history of football with your quarterback, you're going to have to take some levies elsewhere. I don't know if the defensive line is the right place to do that because it's probably the second most important position when you're talking about the quarterback versus the defense. So I can understand a guy like Chris Jones, who is an X factor, getting this kind of money, and then you could probably strip down from there behind him.
What do you think is more likely this offseason, that the Chiefs extend Chris Jones or that he plays under the franchise tag and that he moves on at the end of this season?
If they're going to extend Mahomes, they have to extend Chris Jones or trade him. I know I've heard nothing about them trading him. I don't imagine that they're going to trade him. But I guess it's not out of the question because that would certainly solve their financial problems right now. That would free up enough space to do everything they want to do right now without damaging too much elsewhere. I just don't know from a football standpoint if that's the right move. I think one hand has to feed the other there. I don't think you can live with his franchise tag and a new Mahomes deal and make it all come together nicely.
My argument would be is if they were going to trade Chris Jones, it made all the sense to do it before the NFL draft. At this point, you got to be fully committed to what you're going to do in 2020. So he either has to get the long-term extension or you're making the decision to franchise tag him and then wait and see what happens next year. And he probably moves on like what we saw what happened in San Francisco. But I don't think that moving him is an option now that we've reached this part of the NFL calendar.
It's fair, and there's only a few teams that can really afford to take on that tag via trade anyway without redoing that deal right away. So I agree with you. Most rosters are in place right now, and really there's only a couple of free agents out there who are going to be X-Factors like Jadeveon Clowney and Logan Ryan in that. So you throw this into the wrinkle, and it's probably too little too late, which might be the storyline with a bunch of these contracts with the Chiefs of late.
And that is Mike Giannotti with SpyTrak joining us on the show to give us the latest on Patrick Mahomes' contract.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.